This is an example of the kind of unconditional love that soon all of you will understand to be the gift of tomorrow's God.
Yet right now there are still some holdouts. Holdouts who believe that yesterday's God does not love without condition, but only if we do things His way. Catholics say that their church is His church. And Muslims say that their faith is the one true faith of Allah. And Mormons say that their seventh heaven is God's real heaven. And Jehovah's Witnesses say that the elect have been called by God and that no one else is going to heaven.
Tomorrow's God says that every church is His church, and every faith is her faith, and every soul is God's soul, because it shares the same soul with God. And no person or living thing in the universe stands outside of the community of God.
Not even people who have lots and lots of sex?
I beg your pardon?
Well, there are people who believe that it's possible to have too much sex to allow one to advance spiritually. They say that spirituality and sexuality don't mix.
If that were true, then life would be working against the purpose of life itself. The purpose of life is to evolve. Yet if the physical act that creates life and expresses love reduces the prospects of evolution, wouldn't that be a huge flaw in the workings of the universe?
Sure seems like that to me.
I can assure you that life was not put together that haphazardly. It's not true that sexual expression inhibits spiritual awakening, not even a lot of it.
I'm glad that an active sex life does nothing to reduce spiritual awareness. I think I knew that, but I'm glad to hear you confirm it.
Sex is not what most people think it is anyway.
I know.
Sex is synergistic energy exchange. It is the energy that is exchanged between any two people who encounter each other, and the question is not whether they are having sex, but what is the quality of it? What kind of synergistic energy exchange is going on?
So everyone is really having sex with everyone else all the time.
That's correct. It's impossible for two human beings not to exchange energy when they come in contact with each other. This exchange is just what happens. Where it goes, what it leads to, is up to each person having the experience.
Can people have sex, I mean the physical intercourse kind, with anyone? I mean, is that okay? Or should this experience be reserved for one or two people for the rest of a person's life?
There's no should or shouldn't here. What kind of a person does one choose to be with regard to this matter? That's the question.
I know my answer.
What is it?
I want to be the kind of person who would never have a sexual experience with another who does not desire that experience with me. And I want to be the kind of person who would never force himself on anybody and who would never even invite another to have a sexual experience if I felt they were not old enough or mature enough or emotionally healed enough or mentally stable enough to make such a decision. And I want to be a person who keeps his sexual agreements with others, who can be counted on to stay in integrity around that.
Go then and be that person.
But I want everybody to be that kind of person.
Yes. Well, everybody is not going to be that kind of person. Even you were not always that kind of person, Neil.
I know. What would it take for more of us to be that all the time?
Greater self-awareness, plus a more complete understanding of the purpose of life itself. When you truly embrace tomorrow's God, you will have a greater sense of this. You will bring greater self-awareness into every moment and every choice, including your choices around sexuality. Many people are doing this now, and their movement into greater self-awareness is actually paving the way for the new spirituality.
Still, sexual crimes are rampant in our society.
That's because sexual repression is rampant. Wherever you see sexual repression, you will see sexual crime and sexual dysfunction.
Is that why the Catholic Church has had so much trouble with priests acting in sexually inappropriate ways?
It is precisely why.
Maybe we should just pass more laws against sexual expression. That'll take care of the problem.
Laws about human sexual expression are not observed to be beneficial to humanity.
Well, they're all broken anyway.
Exactly.
So all they do is create more anger, shame, guilt, and hiding out around our sexual behavior.
That's what is true.
Yet surely there should be some laws, such as the law against rape.
That is not a law against sexual expression. That is a law against assault. Assault of any kind is against the law. Humanity has agreed upon that.
What about laws prohibiting discrimination based on sexual preference? Or what about so-called hate crime legislation, which imposes additional penalties if an act of aggression is committed because of a person's race, gender, sexual lifestyle, or nationality?